Preface: Remembering Your Future Past. I met musician Daniel Barrett on Tuesday, May 9th, 2006. I know the exact date because that's when Munrab Entertainment, which was basically me, hosted the world's first canine concert. The idea was to have a rock concert for dogs played at pitches that only they could hear. The canine concert was performed by the Austin band Porter Davis, and Daniel was their lead singer. The songs were silent to humans, and whenever the dogs did anything, scratched themselves, chased other dogs, ran in circles, we explained that they were expressing their appreciation of the music. Of course, the whole thing was a publicity stunt to promote my book on P.T. Barnum, There's a Customer Born Every Minute. Even the company name gave a clue, as Munrab is Barnum spelled backward. It was all done in fun. Several news crews came, and Daniel and his band had a blast playing for the dogs. I never forgot the day or the wonderful gift that Daniel and his band had given me. They'd played the gig for free because they thought it was a fun, wacky idea and knew it was good for publicity. I didn't see Daniel again for 5 years. He started emailing me in 2011, asking to have lunch. I was game to see him, but busy. He patiently waited, for months, until my schedule was free, and then we met. It was a turning point for both of us. Daniel was reaching out because he wanted some advice and encouragement about his life and business. After all, advice and encouragement is what I do. I'm a self-help author and coach who helps people reach and exceed their goals. He told me over lunch that he was starting a program to enable people to record their first albums. He called it the Rubicon Year, named after the expression crossing the Rubicon, a symbolic tip of the hat to the day Julius Caesar broke the law and led his troops across the Rubicon River in 49 BC. Crossing that little river was Caesar's way of making his intentions clear. There was no turning back. The die was cast. In the same way, Daniel wanted to help people cross their own barriers and commit to their own musical path. He said it was a complete training in music, playing, and recording. He'd develop artists from where they were to where they wanted to grow next. What Daniel didn't know at the time was that I wanted to become a musician. I dabbled in music off and on my entire life, playing the harmonica in public after events, but not doing much else. Still, the desire burned bright inside me. And after putting it on my bucket list, I had decided that 2011 was going to be the year I recreated myself as a musician. I'd written plays, poems, books, sales letters, just about anything you can imagine except songs. I wanted to write songs, but I had no idea how to get started. That's when Daniel appeared. I decided to share a private goal that I'd been carrying for years and told him of my idea to write my own music, perform my own songs, and end up doing a one-man theatrical show called Mr. Fire's Wonder Show, an evening of magic, music, and miracles. It's totally out of my comfort zone, but I wanted to do it anyway. Meeting Daniel again after all these years was becoming a defining moment. We were both excited about finding a win-win.